Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined by George Goncalves, MUFG's head of U.S. macro strategy. It's Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast, George.
Great to be back as always.
Yeah, always good to have you. So why don't we start off here? It may be a little cliche to say, but 2021 almost certainly will go down as one of the most interesting years for bond markets globally. I know you and I have discussed this off and on as far back as the spring, but I guess for the opening question, it really is, what exactly is behind all of these seemingly almost uneconomic moves?
No, it's definitely going to be one for the record books. You and I have been in the industry for a long time. I've been going on over 20 plus years, and you always think that you've seen it all, and then you have years like this year. If you kind of break it down into like various quadrants, and quite frankly, it worked out really nicely that the quarters actually give us a really good glimpse of how different, you know, each segment of the year was like. So, you know, Q1, obviously, in response to the stimulus plans put in place by, or the anticipation of the stimulus plans put in place as the election results resulted in a blue wave down in DC and markets expecting more stimulus, which were delivered in Q2, and markets as being what they are, pricing in some of that information ahead of time in Q1. But as we all know now, in hindsight, that ended up being the high print for the yields so far, at least for the 10-year and for the 30-year for the most part as well. And we really haven't looked back ever since. But then, as we kind of worked our way through the year, we had another attempt at lower rates. I mean, it tends, for goodness, got as close to 1% in the summer, and where we were pounding the table that's a little bit too extreme on the other end as well. And then at the end of Q3 into the beginning of Q4, we flipped that on the other side and went right back up to 160, 170 into October. And since then, like the last couple of weeks has been a decent chop. And it feels like because of what was done over the course of the year, where anticipation and hopes for a major reflation trade that would also somehow work its way through the bond market, which it didn't, and the unwinding of many steepeners and positioning that led to this sort of rate dynamic that we had, which was very unusual this year, I think has really kind of made it difficult for investors to have strong conviction. And rightfully so. It's been one of the hardest years to navigate, even if you were given all the information that we had. And by the way, we had high inflation this year, the multi-decade inflation levels, good growth on average. I mean, of course, decelerating in the second half, but nonetheless, just in a year of just so many anomalies that, things don't make sense. And it's really not linked to fundamentals at all. It's really linked to the stimulus, linked to the positioning, linked to markets now react much faster than they've done in the past in terms of pricing in various outcomes and scenario analysis. And so I feel like the market sometimes gets ahead of itself. Perhaps it's doing the same thing now. But either way, we've seen a lot of twists and turns and pretty topsy-turvy bond market. And at this stage, with the high inflation prints that we've gotten and further confirmed by the most recent October CPI, the market now is pretty set in its ways in terms of thinking the Fed's going to hike multiple times, both next year and the year after. And as we know, things can change in a heartbeat. And I think like when we get to points where the market's too sure of itself, that's when there's potential for unwinds or just a different outcome to take place. So it's been a wild ride. It's been great to kind of chronicle it over time. But I do think that it does set up for an interesting 2022. We still have a lot to do and get through for until the end of the year. I'm more than happy to discuss that. But I do think that it's just been the positioning, a little bit overzealous on the reflation idea getting into the bond market. It really stayed in the commodities market and stocks. And now we're at a point where policy error or too flat of a curve doesn't make sense either.
You know, I think that's a pretty good setup into this next question. You know, as you kind of mentioned, the year is in some ways long in the tooth, but there's still plenty of wood to chop between now and 2022. So I guess, you know, you did a pretty comprehensive review of where we've kind of come from and what happened up to this point. So I guess my question is, what's on your radar as we head into the end of the year and the end of calendar year 2021?
Sure. So we still have a number of things unresolved, and we just, you know, we're recording on the 16th of Tuesday. We've gotten some news that President Biden's going to most likely nominate or renominate, depending on how you look at it, the next Fed chair for the next term. So we still have that out there, which I'll come back to in a moment. We have a that's not been signed into or passed or moved over to being signed, and we have the debt ceiling, and we have the budget that's not passed yet, and it's set to expire, the continuing resolution, on December 3rd. So these dates are coming in pretty quick. We have Thanksgiving in between, and so, you know, the calendar keeps getting more and more compressed, and given these uncertainties, It could result in, even if rates stay low or in a range, they become more volatile. And we can get more and more episodes like we saw this past week or so, when NFP was actually decent and then we rallied. And, you know, maybe people just, you know, were either, you know, weak shorts or whatever the case may be, getting stopped out. And then for it to flip on the other way after the 10-year auction, the 30-year auction tailing and the CPI being strong. I think this kind of whipsaw price action is going to be with us into year end, at least until the December Fed meeting. And then after that, maybe things calm down. But we have a lot of unresolved issues down in DC around budget, around future stimulus plans, and the big one, the debt ceiling, which could just be temporarily kicked down the road again. I just don't know if that the Republicans are going to be able to do that once more, considering that Senator McConnell did acquiesce at the last moment in September and October. So there's a lot going on. The December meeting is going to be super important as well. And we'll see who's going to be the next Fed chair in the next 4 days, which could have, you know, big, you know, market implications, at least in the near term. I think longer term, whoever ends up being the Fed, there's a lot of institutional fortitude that, you know, it's going to be by committee regardless. But I think, you know, markets might get a little bit uneasy if there's a change in leadership. So all this is happening in a very compressed window, could result in more kind of rate vol, and just, you know, and that could just be the way that this year ends, unflatteringly back at levels that we started in the year, maybe close to 165, 170 on the 10-year, and we round tripped a lot and really caused a lot of pain along the way.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? And I mean, you know, as I think you've said in other podcasts, your expectation is that some base effects keep inflation high into the beginning of next year. So that certainly keeps things interesting, keeps the market, you know, guessing where to price the Fed. You know, I think last I checked, what are we pricing, about 2.5 hikes for next year? Is that right, George?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, sounds like an exciting end to the year. For our listeners, I would definitely encourage you to check out George's upcoming Macro to Markets monthly publication, as well as the Macro to Markets 2022 Outlook piece, which will be released in December. And if you aren't receiving George's strategy reports directly, definitely reach out to your MUFG sales rep or get in contact with George directly. So thanks again, George. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.